91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm S.E. Shepherd. Prince Edward County voted last night to change the number of wards from 10 to 9 and reduce the number of councillors from 16 to 13 members. Bloomfield Councillor Barry Turnpin had this to say.
Bloomfield combines with Hollowell, two representatives there instead of three, and then Sophiasburg is reduced to one councillor. The vote was for it, so a done deal unless something else happens legally.
Picton Mayor Robert Quave spoke to QNET News, and while he didn't vote in favor, he respected the decision that was reached.
Yeah, the size of council issue has been before council since 2008, and really it's never gained any momentum until last night. And last night, council decided by a vote of 10 to 6 that they would look at a 9-ward option as compared to a 10-ward option, and they would reduce council size by 2 members. During the campaign period, it became quite clear from the residents of Prince Edward County that they wanted council to do a review of the size of council with the notion of downsizing. In my position as mayor, the majority of council have selected an option, and that's the one that we'll have to support going forward.
If the plan is kept, the changes will take effect for the 2018 elections. The Canadian Cancer Society is daring you to be dry this upcoming February. The month-long fundraising campaign will ask you to give up alcohol and raise money for the charity. Brent McDonald started the campaign in Australia over 8 years ago, and this will be the first time he's starting it in Canada. McDonald says that there are 3 main reasons why people ditch the bottle.
Some people really want to raise funds to support a cause. People really want to take on the challenge to see if they can actually prove to themselves that they can go 4 weekends without a drink. And obviously it's an opportunity to make some healthy lifestyle changes.
The Society estimates that almost 11,000 cancer diagnoses in Canada were related to alcohol consumption just last year alone. Student burger lovers are encouraged to sign up for a competition in Loyalist College we'll be hosting this March. It calls for teams of 1 or 2 students to represent their high school by making the city's best burger. Ashley Clark has the story.
Jeff Camacho works the grill at Burger Revolution, the restaurant he owns on North Front Street. Camacho is one of the judges in the upcoming Great Canadian Burger Competition. He says he got on board because he wants to be involved with the community.
And we just want to support all the young culinary minds that are coming up, right?
Karen DeVoe is the coordinator of the culinary program at Loyalist College. She says it's a fun way of promoting the program.
We find that a lot of high school students, if you give them the opportunity to work with food and experiment with some different ideas, they may end up realizing that culinary is a passion for them. Ideally, then they would come and participate in the culinary program.
People are invited to show up on March 2nd to taste the burgers and put in a vote for the People's Choice Award. Winners will receive bursaries from the college. The competition will take place at Resto 213. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
2 former senior aides have court appearances today on charges related to a government scandal over the cancellation of gas plants. Laura Miller, who has been Dalton McGuinty's deputy chief of staff, and David Livingston, who was McGuinty's chief of staff, are charged with breach of trust and mischief. The 2 were charged following a police investigation into the deletion of emails on the Liberals' decision to cancel 2 gas-fired electrical generation stations prior to the 2011 election. Police alleged in court documents that Livingston and Miller hired a computer expert under contract to the Ontario Liberal Party, who was given a special password to wipe clean about 20 hard drives in the Premier's office. Both Miller and Livingston have denied the charges. Ontario doctors will be allowed to provide assistance in dying to eligible patients in Canada's public health care system, while Ottawa works on doctor-assisted suicide legislation. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario have approved interim guidelines for doctors who are asked by patients to help them die before doctor-assisted suicide becomes legal across Canada in June. The guidelines were amended following consultation with doctors and Ontario residents. An earlier draft has limited doctors to providing the service only to patients in the province. The Supreme Court found last year that Canadians who met the criteria could be eligible to end their lives with a doctor's help. Eight members of an armed group that occupied a national wildlife refuge in Oregon were arrested, and one man is dead after a standoff with the FBI. Arizona rancher Lavoie Finicum was shot and killed yesterday while he and other members of the group were stopped by the FBI as they headed to a community meeting. Finicum told a Portland newspaper a day earlier that he could feel tension rising with the authorities.
We used to could walk up to them and talk with the FBI agents in a friendly manner, unarmed and stuff, but the tenor has changed.
Group leader Amon Bundy and his brother were among those in custody. And finally, today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and this year it comes as politicians warn of a resurgence of anti-Semitism, casting a shadow over a new generation of European Jews. Dozens of elderly Holocaust survivors lit candles at Auschwitz exactly 71 years after the Soviet Army liberated the former death camp in southern Poland. U.S. President Barack Obama will attend a ceremony at the Israeli embassy in Washington today to honor four people who risked their lives to protect Jews during the Holocaust. Over 6 million Jews were killed by Nazis and their collaborators. That's QNET News on 91X 2-1206. Sports is next.
Okay, I've been cooped up here for days. Let's go somewhere.
How? You and I both don't drive.
Yeah, that's what the bus is for. And if you get yourself a semester-long bus pass, you'll save yourself some money.
Wow, that's actually a good idea.
I do have those sometimes.
Belleville Transit will get you where you need to go, whether to school, home, work, or just to visit friends. It is the most environmentally friendly and least expensive way to travel. So buy your Belleville Transit bus pass today and save. For more info on schedules, visit beautifulbelleville.com. Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
QNET Sports, it's almost 1 year to the day that Belleville lost an important part of its culture. QNET reporter Mo Cranker spoke to former Bulls coach George Burnett, who said he and the guys do miss being in a friendly city.
We miss Belleville. There's no question. Small community, lots of friends, family, and relationships. There's the people that we still continue to see on the road, and particularly in Kingston or Ottawa, Oshawa, Peterborough, even in our own building. There's a number of Bulls jerseys there. So those folks, it's special.
Winger Michael Cremarosa spent 3 years in Belleville with the Bulls before moving to Hamilton with the team. He says it's been a tough transition to the big city.
Just it was a great community, a lot of great fans. The Billets were great, and just overall it was a great experience for me to grow into the player I am. I played with my brother in my first year, which was great as well, and just a lot of memories, and I really miss it. But like I said, yeah, it was great.
The Bulldogs currently sit just 2 points out of an eighth and final playoff spot in the OHL Eastern Conference. Canada's Milos Raonic earned a berth in his second career Grand Slam semifinal with a victory against Gael Monfils of France at the Australian Open. The 25-year-old from Thornhill, Ontario, who's also reached the semifinals at Wimbledon 2 years ago, will face off against four-time finalist and second seed Andy Murray of Britain. Raonic says he's already looking ahead to the match against Murray.
I have certain aspects that I would like to manipulate and use my game in, and I'm sure he's going to try to do a lot of different things too. And I think it's going to be sort of a race to who can get in that comfort zone of themselves first.
The game will take place this Friday. The Montreal Canadiens head into the All-Star break in rough shape after they fell 5-2 to the visiting Blue Jackets last night for their seventh loss in eight games. Elsewhere, Buffalo edged Ottawa 3-2, Winnipeg topped Arizona 5-2, Florida downed Toronto 5-1, and Nashville rallied late to edge the Vancouver Canucks 2-1. And it's going to be a quiet night in the NHL tonight with only four games before the big break. Toronto gets one more shot at heading into the break on a winning note when they play the Lightning in Tampa Bay. Calgary will host Nashville, Washington is home to Philadelphia, and the LA Kings welcome Colorado. And the Toronto Raptors are on fire as they tied the franchise record with their ninth straight win last night, routing the visiting Washington Wizards 106-89. All-Star starter Kyle Lowry led the way with 29 points, while DeMar DeRozan added 17. Toronto's only other ninth game winning run was in 2002. The Raps will try for their 10th straight victory tomorrow when they host the New York Knicks. The San Antonio Spurs will look to start a new win streak tonight as they host the Houston Rockets. San Antonio saw its 13-game winning run snapped on Monday night in a 120-90 defeat at Golden State. There are eight other games in total around the hard courts tonight. Among them, Cleveland hosts Phoenix, Minnesota is home to Oklahoma City, and the Warriors welcome Dallas. Send us your team or league scores, email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, it's a mix of sun and cloud and a high of zero. Thursday, flurries with around 2 centimeters and a high of +2. Friday, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, a high of -2. Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries and a high of +2. And on Sunday, cloudy with 30% chance of rain showers or flurries and a high of 6. At 12:10, it's -2 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.E. Shepherd. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.